Thank you, Lori. Have your Bibles this morning. Matthew chapter 8 and 9. Chapter 9, verse 12, calls Jesus the great physician. He said, they that are well don't need a physician, but those that are sick do. You'll notice Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and when he became, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him. We can worship the Lord even when we're ill, even when we carry great burdens. I think that's what it means most to the Lord. And I just want to speak to you this morning on the Lord being your physician. The Lord taking care of you today. I'm reminded in this little chapter, look at all that Jesus did. Now, such an encouragement. Notice, if you would, in verse number 2, behold, there came a leper. Notice in verse number 6, verse number 5, and when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick. Notice, if you would, in verse number 14, and when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of fever. You'll notice that time after time, he saw issues. Look over in verse number 23. And when he had entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. Verse 24, and behold, there arose a great tempest, and they all got seasick, you might say. Then you'll notice that in verse number 1, he entered into a ship and passed over and came to a city that brought to a man sick of the palsy. Many people were brought to Jesus Christ because they were sick. Do you understand that lepers, sick people, I'm sure that the Pharisees looked at Jesus and said, why is everybody going to Jesus that's sick? Well, it's because it can help. And I want to draw your attention this morning to just a few things. You'll notice, number one, he healed, and I'd like for you to see in verse number 16, this is an amazing verse. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils and cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. All that were sick. I've never read in the scriptures from front to back where Jesus couldn't heal somebody. I found where he did say, I'm not going to heal you because. He looked at the apostle Paul. Whenever Paul said, Lord, he besought him three times that his malady might pass from him. I kind of think it was his eyesight. There are all kinds of different things, but I sort of feel that way. That he couldn't write, and that was probably the greatest need of his heart because he wrote so much scripture. Whatever it was, he said to him, Lord, would you take this thing away from me? Three times. Now, if anybody could get a hold of the Lord, it would be Peter. But here's Peter, it would be Paul. And Paul said, you know, Lord, he almost was ready to ask why. You almost can see that. And the Lord said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. So I want you to notice this morning that there's a couple things you have to remember when you're ill. One, you always have someone that can heal you. I'm excited because there have been people in our church that went to the hospital to get surgery, and they got to the hospital. I went to the surgery hospital, and they were released. It happened about 2 months ago to a lady that sat right back there. We had prayed for her, and our church had prayed for her and the surgery she was going to have. She went to Fairfax Hospital, went in for surgery. I went to visit her. She was not there. I said, I know she's here. I talked to her yesterday. And you know the way the hospitals are sometimes. Sir, they're not here. She's in 41A, Section D, in the basement F, down there at the bottom someplace. So you go trying all over the place, trying to find them. Say, look, I've only got about 10 minutes. I'm going to do surgery. I need to find this woman. Where is she? Sir, she was standing at this table. She left about 15 minutes ago. She left? Why didn't she leave? I don't know. She just said they didn't do the surgery. And she left. And she said to tell you, her pastor, she's sorry she missed you. I said, okay, thank you. And so I sort of politely walked out of the hospital and thinking, wow, I wonder what happened. So I picked up the phone, I called her. And I called her by name and I said, what happened? And she said, Pastor, the most amazing thing. She said, I went in for surgery. While I was there, they got me all prepped. And they said, we're going to do one more final check so we knew exactly where to go in and do the surgery. And she said, it was gone. And said, they have no explanation. They just released me and said, you might as well go. So the Lord still does heal people today. And we might say, but why didn't he heal me? I'll give you an example. Susan and I sold our house back in August. And we always have Thanksgiving dinner at the house. And she fixes all kinds of, man, good stuff. Smoked turkey and, oh man, all the trimmings. And since she couldn't cook, I said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll go to our favorite place in the whole world to eat. It's a Texas de Brazil. It's a restaurant where they bring out all the steak you can eat, you know, on those little spits. You know, it's a knife, and then you put it in all kinds of different meats. They bring it out big salad bars, and I look so forward to going there. It's the kind of place that's so expensive you go once in a lifetime, you know. It's that kind of a place. Well, we go for anniversaries and save up our money, and so I said, I'm going to take you there for Thanksgiving. She said, okay, that'd be great. So there are folks here that said, look, would you come over? We know you don't have a place to fix it. Very gracious to us. We're excited. I said, well, you know, we've already made plans. We got a date. We're going to go out to eat. And so we had a date. We had planned it for months. We were looking forward to it. And boy, got all excited about it. And on Tuesday night, right after church, I started feeling a little not normal. Wednesday morning, I was sick. And Thursday morning, I was really sick. But I said, you know what, Lord? If you could just heal me so I could go eat at Texas de Brazil, Lord. I sure want to go. I sure want to take my wife, Lord. She's looking forward to it. And, you know, she's not going to go without me. And, Lord, please let me get to feeling better. And so I got to feeling a little bit better. And so I got in the car and I'm going to go eat there if it kills me. So I drove down there. We got her in there. We all sat down at the table. I sat down and, boy, I looked over at that salad bar. Oh, man, did it look good. And then it hit me. I said, oh. So you know what we did? I sat there about 15 minutes trying to get settled so I could stay. I said, I got to go home. Lord, why couldn't you just heal me for 30 minutes? Is that too much to ask? You know, Lord, I've been trying to do what's right, and I've been trying, you know, all the things we could say. I don't know why, but the Lord's got a plan, and we have to learn to trust him. So I went back home, and I had chicken noodle soup for Thanksgiving. So, Lord, thank you. I at least get something anyway. And so that's what it was Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and I'm thankful I'm able to come to church now. He healed me. It just took 4 days. And it wasn't the 30 minutes that I wanted to be healed during that time. And I looked at it and I said, Lord, why? And you know, maybe you've got some family members from time to time. And you said, Lord, could you heal this person? Lord, would you take care of this? And he chooses not to. It's because of three things. One, he's working in your life. He wants you to see something that you can't see when you're well. Every time I get sick, I'm more thankful for my wife. I'm more thankful for life itself. I just hate to be sick. And I just get so excited when I finally get well. I'm just reminded, wow, what a privilege it is to be healthy. And so I guess sometimes the Lord just needs to give me a bug so that I realize how wonderful it is to be normal. You know, I think we all take that for granted. You know that? We just get up in the morning and we take it for granted. Hey, I'm in good shape. I don't hurt any place. Now, I know there's some folks in our church that hurt every day. And maybe they can be grateful if they don't hurt as much today as they did yesterday. And the Lord's working in our life. And so maybe that's the only way you can see it. You know, we see more whenever we're ill or whenever we're under pressure. We see more than whenever we're just rolling right along. Life is sweet. So maybe that's one of the reasons. Another reason is perhaps the Lord wants you to be an example to somebody else. He wants you to respond well during your time of testing so that somebody in the world can say, they've got something I don't have. Or they've grown to a point that I haven't grown to. And so God is working in someone else's life. And then there's a third reason that is very underestimated and very unusual. Sometimes the Lord does it for himself. Sometimes he looks at the old devil and says, I love so-and-so and they love me and I'll prove it to you. And the old devil says, no, they don't, and I'll prove it to you. And the Lord pulls back and says, okay, you can have them for a few minutes. And something happens, just like to Job. And the Lord's trying to prove a point to his arch enemy, the old devil. So sometimes it's to work on us. He says no. Sometimes it's to work on others. He says no. And sometimes it's to prove to Satan that we're all not bought and paid for with money, but that we just really have fallen in love with the one who died to save us. And we owe him a debt and we're going to do what's right because we love him. And sometimes the Lord just likes to see the old devil have to admit that. And the only time he's going to admit that is whenever Christians are under the gun and he's trying to buckle us under and we won't, even though we're under great stress and strain. So I'd ask you today, are you under the gun? Do you have a weight? Well, I want you to notice just a few things about this great healer. I like it, if you would. What are the ingredients to being healed today? What are the ingredients to getting the Lord to listen to you today? Now, in these cases, the Lord's answered. Now, the reason the Lord answered every one of these prayers here, and you don't find in Scripture where someone did not get healed, except for the one time with his disciples when they couldn't heal him, and the Lord said to them, this only comes by prayer and fasting. They weren't close enough to the Lord to get God to answer the prayer to heal that one little girl. So you'll notice that in this passage here, everyone gets healed. Notice if you would, in verse 2, behold, there came a leper, worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. I want you to notice that the Lord can heal instantaneously. He can reach down and touch a problem and it be gone away instantly. He can answer the moment you pray. How many of you have had some prayers answered almost the minute you prayed it, God answered it? How many of you can answer that? You can raise your hand to that. I have too. So God sometimes answers just like this leper. Now, can you imagine the excitement of being a leper? Here he is. He can't be around his family. And he can't have a regular job like anybody else would. And he sees these great multitudes coming down from the mountain. And he hears Jesus is with them. And he's heard Jesus has healed everybody that's gotten to him, everybody that's touched his garment. And he said, you know what? I'm going to get to Jesus and ask him to heal me. And so you'll notice in verse number 2, behold, there came a leper and worshipped him. Now look what he was amongst. And great multitudes followed him. How did this leper get close enough with the great multitude to Jesus? I don't know, but somehow he did. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you're going to get the Lord to heal you, the first thing you got to do is you got to get to him. And you'll notice in this passage here, notice he came where Jesus was. Now I want you to notice today, you don't get your prayers answered by saying, Lord, would you come over and help me? We get our prayers answered when we go to him and say, Lord, I'm with you. Lord, would you answer this according to your will? Now I want you to notice his wording. He said in verse 2, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst cleanse me. Do you understand that this man knew the power of God, that there was nothing he couldn't do, but sometimes he didn't do it for a reason? And he was asking, Lord, if it could be your will, would you heal me? And the Lord, I like the words that he said very quickly, I will, be thou clean. He just took that quick and it was done. Now notice the next one. Look in verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Did you notice this man didn't even ask Jesus to heal him? What did he do? He went to where Jesus was. And he said, Lord, I've got a servant at home and he's sick. But he didn't get a chance to finish his statement. He didn't get a chance to say, Lord, would you heal him? You know, we have to go where Jesus is. If you're going to get Jesus Christ to answer your prayers this morning, you're going to have to forget what you want and forget the things that you want, the places that you want to go to, and say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. I want to come where you are and ask you to help me. You see, many times we sort of think, I'm in this situation, Lord, would you come and help me? When in reality it's, Lord, could I get close enough to you to where you would reach down and touch me? It's a mindset. Are you close to the Lord this morning? Are you close enough to the Lord where you could say, Lord, would you heal me today? Lord, would you help me with this? And he does. Notice the second thing, not only come close to him, but you notice we have to call out to him. Notice if you would, in 9, when he heard, Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to him that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Now, this man had come to him and called out and said, verse 8, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. You'll notice that he called unto the Lord. Lord, if you would speak the word, my servant will be healed. Lord, could you do that for me? Lord, it's not for me, really. It's for my servant. Now, this is an unusual circumstance because centurions are not normally concerned about their servants. But this one was. He had a heart of compassion. And I think anytime you and I are going to get our prayers heard, there's got to be a heart of compassion. It can't be a selfish prayer. Lord, just answer because I want it. I think my 30-minute prayer, that window for 30 minutes, was probably a selfish prayer, Lord. As I looked at the salad bar, Lord, just 30 minutes, you know? That's pretty selfish. And the Lord doesn't answer selfish prayers. So I'm thankful that what the Lord does do for us, and I'm thankful he doesn't answer selfish prayers, because what happened is I'd probably paid $50 and eat that meal and gone outside and lost it, and then I'd wasted all of my money. I'm very thankful it didn't cost me $50 to do that. The Lord looks at us and says, listen, I see your prayer, I see what you want, but no at this time. But if you're going to get Jesus Christ to heal you, you've got to go to him, come to him, and you've got to call out to him. You want to express your heart to the Lord. Have we done that with specific burdens? Many times, the Lord has answered prayers that I didn't even pray for. I should have, and I felt bad about it. But he answered it for somebody else, and somebody else said, you know, I was praying for this, and the Lord did this. And I got to thinking, well, that's what I wanted, but I never really called out. It's like I missed the blessing of being able to say, Lord, would you answer my prayer? In order for the Lord to answer your prayer, you've got to call out. And I'm afraid we don't have prayer lists. I'm afraid we don't spend much time with the Lord in prayer. I'm afraid we're so busy with ball games and foodstuffs and jobs and cars and travel and this thing and that thing that we don't have much time for the Lord left. To where we sit down and say, Lord, could I come into your presence for a minute? Could I talk to you for a minute? Do you understand God answers prayers? A prayer, the word, definition of prayer is a call to God. He will listen to you if you will call to him. He doesn't have deaf ears. The Lord's arm is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is ear heavy that he cannot hear. But our sins and iniquities have separated between us and our God. Isaiah 59. So we have to look at it and say, Lord, is everything right in my life? That's the reason we come to Him. Lord, I want my life to be clean. I want to come into Your presence. And so in order to come into His presence, we clean our lives up. That's sort of an assumption. And then once we come into His presence, we call upon His name. And then, you know, it's important that we have compassion for people. Notice, if you would, in verse number 5, he says, verse number 6, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Do you sense the feeling of this centurion? Do you know what a centurion is like? A soldier? He's like a sergeant in charge of 100 men. He's a tough guy. He's a guy that doesn't feel much because he's the leader. He can't show emotion or his men might break. So he says, look, I'll be strong in every case. And he's the leader. And here's a man that's a centurion. He looks at his servant. He says, Lord, he's grievously tormented. Lord, he's hurting. I think when you and I put ourselves in somebody else's place is one of the things that caused God to say, I'm going to answer that prayer. That's part of the reason why I want us to put ourselves in Bill's place. So the Lord says, that must be important to those people. That's important to that pastor. That's important to those deacons. You see, folks, if we're going to be a church family, a family, a real family, sticks together, loves each other, and prays for each other, and wants what's best for each other. And anytime somebody's hurting or struggling, we look at it and say, boy, they're really struggling. It affects us. There's got to be compassion in your heart. There's got to be where you feel it. That's what causes us to sit down and say, you know, I know so-and-so's hurting now. I'm going to take a minute and have a word of prayer for them. I'm going to write that on my prayer list because I saw if you don't feel something, sympatheo, two original words, patheo, feelings, sim, together, feel together, sympathy. It's the simple word. We didn't have an English word for it, so we brought the word sympathy, sympatheo, over into English. It's someone that feels sympathy for someone else. It's someone that says, I feel what you're feeling. And so here's a centurion that says, I feel for my servant, Lord. Would you help him? And then I notice there's another ingredient. It's called humility. Notice, if you would, verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof. You see, I don't think any of us in this room, when we go to the Lord about a need, Now, let's take just a minute and say that there's someone that needs to be healed. Someone that's ill. And we're going to pray for them. I don't think that we can just back up and say, Lord, you know, I got something I need you to do. I think we have the attitude of the centurion. Lord, I'm not worthy that you would come under my roof. But would you come and heal my servant? There was a humility in this centurion's heart that's not in most centurions' hearts. There's not a lot of centurions that got their prayers answered in Scripture because they don't fit the bill for the request. Do we? Do we fit the bill for the request? Do we come to where the Lord is instead of expecting Him to come to where we are? Do we call upon Him? Do we have compassion in our heart about the thing we're praying for? Does it really affect us? And do we pray with a humble heart? Lord, I'm not worthy that you would even hear and answer this prayer. Folks, today, do you realize that none of us in this room deserve to have our great God even pay attention to us? Do you understand that today? How many have ever been flying in an airplane? And you look down, and the higher you get up, you look down, and it's like they're match cars, and then they're not, they're nothing. Then you just see a little lines. And you think about, what does God see? How does God know where I am? Not only does God know where you are, he knows where you're sitting and how the number of hairs on your head. You know why? Because he loves you. And he feels for us. He cares about us. And he wants us to feel the same way. But he doesn't want us to come into his presence with arrogance. He wants us to come into his presence with compassion and humility. Lord, I don't deserve this, but could I just ask this of you? The Lord delights in that. The Lord delights in a compassionate heart that comes in and asks a request, but it's not brash. Now, bold is different than brash. Bold is when you, it's whenever you have a confidence that you know the person that you're going to talk to. How many of you heard about President Obama getting his lip busted? How many of you heard about that? He's playing basketball. How would you have liked to have been that guy? You know, you go up, hit the president, bust his lip over 12 stitches, and that's a gash. I wonder if he would have said, oh, please forgive me. I'm sorry. You win the game. I forfeit. I'm certain when I heard him say, well, he's a great sport. He's a good player, but he's a good sport. Saying, in essence, he wasn't angry at me. There's got to be humility about everything that we do. And when we're in the presence of someone special, now, there's no position on earth that even comes close to the King of Kings. So if you and I could dare say, Lord, could I talk to you for a minute? It would be with such a humility. But yet, there's to be one more ingredient. And notice this. In verse number 10. Excuse me. Verse number 9. For I am a man under authority and have soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. We've got to go trusting he'll do it. A faith that God can and will. No child goes to his parents really and asks without faith. Children are great at that. They come up to you and they say, Daddy, could I get this? Daddy, would you get me an ice cream? Daddy, would you? And they expect you to do it. They're sort of disappointed when you turn them down. Because they have faith that you will do it. And we have to have that same kind of faith, childlike faith in the Lord. That when we come to him, he will do it. Notice what he says in verse 8. He said, but speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. You don't even need... See, notice Jesus said, I will come and heal him. The centurion went to Christ and said, Lord, would you heal my servant? Basically in his heart. Didn't even get the words out. The Lord says, oh, I'll come and heal him. You see, he didn't go to him. Notice the wording in verse number 6. Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And he didn't get a chance to say anything more. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. And it's like the centurion said, oh, wait a minute, Lord. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. You're the King of Kings. You can't come into my house. And if I lived in the biggest house in the world, you couldn't come to my house, Lord, because you're the King of Kings and I'm a nobody. And Jesus said, oh, I'll come and heal him. And he said, besides that, Lord, don't come to my house. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. If you would just say the word, he'll be healed. I trust you. I know you can do that. And Jesus turned to all the religious people around and said, I've not found that kind of faith all of Israel. A call of faith. Let me ask you a question today. Do you have a need? Do you have a weight? A burden? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. The Lord looks at all of us in this room and says, you're carrying things you don't have to carry. I want to tell you something. I get so frustrated at myself. because I know I concern myself way too much about things that I ought to just turn over to the Lord and trust Him. I'm bad at that. I try to make excuses and say, well, it's because I really care a lot, Lord, about this or that. No, it's not because I don't trust Him a lot. That's what it is. The more times I've got a burden and a weight and I say, Lord, could I lead this in your hands? Lord, could you help me with this? Lord, this is important to me, but Lord, not my will, yours be done. Do you realize the great physician still reigns? Do you realize He can still answer your prayers? If you've got grade problems, if you've got health problems, if you've got financial problems, if you've got, you name it, relationship problems, it doesn't matter. The Lord cares about you. And He is the epitome of everything I've said this morning. He comes to where we are. He has compassion toward us. He calls out to us. He wants us to come to Him. He loves us. He cares for you today. Let me ask you a question. Are you carrying around weights and burdens that you don't have to this year? You've gone 11 months, starting into the 12th. Why don't you come to the Lord and say, Lord, this thing I'm ready to get rid of. Lord, not my will, yours be done. Well, Lord, could I humbly come into your presence and say, Lord, this something is important to me. Folks, surely there's somebody you can pray for that God has burdened your heart, that you care enough about for their soul, that you could come and pray and say, Lord, please put them on your prayer list. I've got some people on my personal prayer list that I've been praying for 25 years. Don't give up on people. If you give up, there's probably nobody else praying for them. Could I challenge you today to make a prayer list? Lord, these things are important to me. And cross them off one at a time. I get thrilled after my prayer list wears out and I go back and write another one out, look back and say, that one was answered, and that one was answered, and that one was answered, and that one was answered. Wow, what a thrill. Today, are you like this? Why don't you straighten up today? You do that by doing this. Why don't you come to the Lord this morning and say, Lord, I've been worried about this too long. Would you help me? It could be something this big, or it could be something this big. The attitude you come to Him and the faith that you have makes all the difference. Let's bow our heads forward in prayer this morning. Jesus, the great physician, is still on His throne this morning. We already have a lot to be thankful for all that Jesus has done for us. Folks, do you realize that you need to be clean to come to the Lord? Before you would ever go before a senator or a congressman, you wouldn't go in there with greasy hands or just getting in from the garage. You'd come in on your with your best duds on. Say, I'd like to talk with you, sir. Show respect. So we come in with our cleanest heart to the Lord. We're going to have a word of prayer in just a moment. But Dan's going to lead us to turn your eyes upon Jesus. Why don't you come today? You're carrying a weight this morning. You say, Pastor, I am. There's somebody I'm burdened for. I'm really burdened for them. It could be a health issue. It could be a spiritual issue. Maybe they're unsaved. Maybe they're wayward. Pastor, I'm burdened for somebody. Would you pray with me about that? Would you slip up your hand all over the building? Let me just see it. I want to be able to pray with you about it. Yes. Hands all over. Yes. Yes. Put them down. Maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor, I'm carrying a weight. I know the Lord doesn't want me to carry it, but I pick it up too many times. My faith is weak. Would you pray for me today? I'd like to be able to be delivered from this weight and walk with the freedom of heart, trusting the Lord. Would you pray for me today? Just let me see your hands all over the building. Yes, 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 yes. He's the great physician. Maybe you heard today and said, Pastor, I'm not very clean. I need to clean up before I come to the Lord, talk with Him. but I want to do that. Would you pray for me? I'm not going to embarrass anybody, but just say, Pastor, there's some things in my life I need to get cleaned up. Would you pray for me all over the building? Just put it up quickly. Put it right back down. Yes, yes, yes. Anybody else? Quickly, just put it up right back down. We're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to stand to sing. If you raise your hand, I'd encourage you to come to this altar and say, Lord Jesus, it's me. I'm coming to where you are, and I'm calling out to you. And it's affecting my heart. And I believe you can do it. Lord, if it be your will you? And then fill in the blank. Lord Jesus, would you speak to hearts this morning? Father, is there any here today that are not sure of heaven? They haven't asked you for the gift of eternal life. The unspeakable gift, Lord. The gift that's, Lord, more than any could ask for, really. But you promised it. I pray that you would save them today. Lord, I remember the day that you saved me so clearly so many years ago. And Lord, I'm so thankful. If there's anybody here that needs that same gift, would you help them to come today and make this Thanksgiving